This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's September 11th. It's the 18th anniversary of terrorist attacks on the United States. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Those who are old enough likely remember where they were when hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The president says he remembers, too.
I vividly remember when I first heard the news.
President Trump says he was watching TV when the news broke.
I was looking out of a window from a building in Midtown Manhattan, directly at the World Trade Center, when I saw a second plane at a tremendous speed go into the second tower. It was then that I realized the world was going to change.
The president spoke at the Pentagon, where one of the hijacked planes crashed on 9/11. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump says his now departed 33rd National Security Advisor, John Bolton, was not getting along with people and that he had made mistakes. Bolton says he offered to resign Monday night. Mr. Trump says he was fired. The explanation for Bolton's exit seems to be that his foreign policy views too often veered away from administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend. He later said the year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. There's no word yet on how the White House will act on a U.S. troop withdrawal that was part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that's almost 18 years old. And health officials in the United States are issuing urgent warnings about the possible dangers of e-cigarettes and vaping, which have been linked to lung illness. This is VOA News. A Scottish court has ruled that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's five-week suspension of Parliament is illegal. There's a report coming from Reuters correspondent Francesca Lino.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful, according to Scotland's highest court of appeal. Following the verdict on Wednesday, Scottish National Party lawmakers called for Parliament to be recalled immediately. But the PM's office said the government would appeal the decision at the Supreme Court, the highest judicial body in the United Kingdom. Johnson has promised to take Britain out of the EU on October 31st, with or without a withdrawal agreement. But just before Parliament was suspended, lawmakers pushed through legislation which forces the Prime Minister to seek a three-month delay to Brexit, if no divorce agreement has been agreed to prevent a no-deal Brexit. Johnson, however, has defiantly ruled out asking the EU for any kind of extension.
Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. China may be sending something of a mixed message on its plans for dealing with U.S. tariffs. Beijing says it will ease some of its own levies against the United States while keeping others intact. With more, here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
China is keeping penalties on American pork and soy, but will ease some others. Beijing has announced it will exempt industrial grease and some other imports from tariff hikes in a trade war with Washington, but keep in place penalties on soybeans and other major exports ahead of negotiations next month. The easing applies to raw materials for farmers and factories, suggesting China wants to limit damage to its slowing economy. It also adds to indications that both sides might be settling in for an extended conflict, even as they prepare for talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the White House, President Trump said China had done the right thing with its partial easing of tariffs. The Trump administration is hitting back at reports that had evacuated a high-level Russian CIA spy from Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. In addition, CNN said that President Trump's handling of sensitive information in his dealings with Russian officials was concerning to the American intelligence community. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the reporting was wrong and puts people at risk. The U.S. Justice Department says nearly 300 people, most in Nigeria and the United States, have been arrested in a globally coordinated law enforcement action aimed at disrupting a large-scale internet scam. Among those arrested in Nigeria were 77 suspects already indicted in the United States on charges of swindling businesses and individuals through a variety of illicit online efforts, including romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly. Marissa Melton, VOA News.